Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and of course, we are online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, how's your bracket doing? March Madness, some boxing, and maybe a little bit of Tiger Wolf coming up with the BPP's Bill Wolf. But first, did I say Tiger Wolf?
Yeah.
Tiger Woods. Actually, somebody suggested we name our kid Tiger Wolf. A very odd man who lives on the West Coast. I won't go into it. But first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. The Green Zone in Baghdad sustained one of the fiercest attacks there in the last year. That happened yesterday. Around 20 mortar shells were fired into the area beginning around 6 a.m. No Americans were killed, but shells that fell short of their target were blamed for the deaths of 13 Iraqis living in neighborhoods east of the Green Zone. The source of the attacks could not be confirmed, but some witnesses say they were fired across the river by militia members thought to be members of the Mahdi Army. Meanwhile, a tragic milestone was reached in Iraq yesterday. At least 4,000 U.S. service people have lost their lives in the conflict so far. Here's NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro.
The military press release is brief. 4 soldiers in Baghdad, it says, lost their lives when their vehicle hit an IED, the military term for a roadside bomb. The names of the dead and their unit are being withheld while the families are notified. A spokesman for the U.S. military in Baghdad told NPR that, quote, "We don't think this is an important number." Major Brad Layton went on to say, quote, "Each soldier is equally precious and each loss is equally tragic. This isn't a lottery." Perhaps what is most significant is the way in which these 4 soldiers died. Roadside bombs are the most dangerous weapon of this war, maiming and killing the majority of U.S. service people here. And while overall violence is down because of the surge, last year was the deadliest on record for the U.S. military. And so far this year, the military is losing members at a rate of at least 1 a day.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reporting from Baghdad. J.P. Morgan Chase is said to be considering raising its bid for Bear Stearns to as much as $10 a share. The offer is intended to win over stockholders who vowed to fight the original offer of $2 a share. British billionaire Joe Lewis, the firm's largest shareholder, said he and Bear's chairman were talking to friends and others about finding investors to mount a rival bid. Talk of a better deal sent Bear's stock up on Friday. It closed at $5.96. The U.S. Congress spent a record $2.3 billion on pet projects for colleges and universities last year, according to the Chronicle of Higher Education. The Chronicle says the total was $300 million more than was spent in 2003. The earmarks included several centers honoring legislators like the Charles B. Rangel Center for Public Service at City College of New York. And Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling has been discussing how, before her success, her depression almost drove her to suicide. Here's Larry Miller from London.
Divorced with a baby and unable to pay the deposit on her cramped apartment, J.K. Rowling considered suicide. Interviewed by an Edinburgh University magazine, Rowling said she really plummeted in her mid-20s, that she was deeply depressed, and discussed her suicidal thoughts with a doctor who dismissed them. On the contrary, Rowling said, "We're not talking about being a little bit miserable, but suicidal." When her regular doctor read her notes 2 weeks later, he put her into cognitive therapy, which Rowling believes absolutely saved her. The author said she's discussing her mental health problems to challenge the stigma associated with depression. Rowling's Harry Potter novels have sold more than 400 million copies. It was in that cramped Edinburgh apartment that she began her writings after a friend loaned her the $1,200 deposit.
That was Larry Miller reporting from London, and that's the news. You can find it always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.